indeed. Thank you and welcome. There were two fast reels called The Green Groves of Erin and The Flowers of Red Hill. And we're going to carry on with a peculiar sort of a song. It's not really a song, it's called Mouth Music. It's from the Hebrides, and Michal sings it. And it's called An Mhonavag Fionnuala, which is Fionnuala's Bothy.
Thank you.
there were two slower tunes called the Ballantore Fancy and the Kerry Jig. And we're going to have a song from Triana now. It's one of which there are many versions, and I'm sure you've heard it one way or another before. It's a song called Do You Love an Apple?
I can and I am, I'll be with him wherever he goes. Buffalo Gormans, the Fry's Britches, the Road to Lisdoon Barna, and Fairhaired Mary. And or All the Ways to Galway. That was the third one, wasn't it? Yeah. An alternative title. This next song I heard in Donegal from a relation of mine, and it's a version of a child ballad called 16 Come Next Sunday.
As I went down yon heathery moor, I met a bonny wee lassie. She winked at me and passed me by, and oh, but she was handsome, with me twa tickin' na tickin' an tonight, with my twa tickin' na tickin' night, oh. Where are you going, my bonny wee lass? Where are you going, my bonny? Quite mannerly she answered me, got a message for me, mammy, with me twa tickin' na tickin' an tonight, with my twa tickin' na tickin' night, oh. Oh, what's your age, my bonny wee lass? Oh, what's your age, my bonny? Quite mannerly she answered me, I'll be 60 come next Sunday, with me twa tickin' na tickin' an tonight, with my twa tickin' na tickin' night, oh. Oh, where do you live, my bonny wee lass? Oh, where do you live, my bonny? Quite mannerly she answered me, go way down in yon green valley, with me twa tickin' na tickin' an tonight, with my twa tickin' na tickin' night.
you. Two reels there, Martin Wins, named after the man who wrote it, the Longford Tinker. And the evening is getting on, so I'm afraid we're going to have to finish with the next set. But before we play it, I'd like to thank you very much for being a great audience to play to, and we really enjoyed it. So we'll finish with a selection of three tunes, first of which is called Old Haggie Have Killed Me, and that's followed by Dinny Delaney's, and the last tune in the set is called Morrison.
Thank you. was 6 foot three in her stocking feet, and she came from Tipperary. 16 stone, not a penny weight more, but always in fine condition. So she fell in love near the stairs above, and she married a dietitian. She was the queen of the ICA. What a pity she went on a diet and began to fade away. There was a time when she could eat a cow, but nobody wants a 7 stone twiggy now. When it came to a midnight snack, sure Mary was the greatest. She'd have a whole pig's head when she went to bed, and a turkey for her breakfast. Who could see the gleam that was in her eye when she sat down to the table? What she used to love was a ton of spuds and a side of pork and bacon. She was the queen of the ICA. What a pity she went on a diet and began to fade away. There was a time when she would eat a cow, but nobody wants a 7 stone twiggy now. Nobody wants a 7 stone twiggy now. Dee-dum-dum, dee-dum-dum, dee-dum-dum-dum-dum-dum. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum, da-da-dum-da-da-dum-dum. Dee-dum-dum, dee-dum-dum, dee-dum-dum-dum-dum. Da-da-da-da-dum-da-dum, da-da-dum-dum-dum-dum. She was the queen of the ICA. What a pity she went on a diet and began to fade away. There was a time when she would eat a cow, but nobody wants a 7 stone twiggy now. Now I'm sad to say what I have today, she died just last November. There was 2 minutes silence at the local branch for a dear departed member. With a bag of crisps in her bony fist, sure her mother didn't know her. And she was found with her arms around a Benji Reardon poster. She was the queen of the ICA. What a pity she went on a diet and began to fade away. There was a time when she would eat a cow, but nobody wants a 7 stone twiggy now. But nobody wants a 7 stone twiggy now. From that very thing about Mary, from Tipperary. A fine girl when I knew her, but she faded away to nothing. If I could have brought her home to Cork with me, I'd have fattened her up. So all you girls in the mock affirmer, look out for those dietitian fellas.
Everybody's been making life stories, and I often wonder why they don't make the story of my life. Would you like to hear it? Right. Will you give me some soft music, please? Well, I came from a very poor family. They couldn't afford to have children, so the neighbours had me. And we were so poor, I was born at home. My mother looked at me, and then they took her to hospital. The mental. 11 kids in the family. 11 of us, and we were so badly off, we had to wear each other's clothes. Well, it wasn't funny. I had 10 sisters. My father was a man, so was my mother. She was a milkman. But my father was never at home. He was always away with the boys, drinking, drinking, drinking. I didn't know what to buy him for Christmas. Nobody knew how to wrap up a pub. Then my father, he got sick, and he had to have an operation. They removed a counter from his elbow. My one ambition in life was to stand at the corner near the labour exchange with all the other big shots in town. And my mother used to say to me, "Are you going to the corner again with the bums?" And I'd say, "Mother, mother, Louis's no bum. Louis's going to be a doctor." But my mother knew better, and Louis became a bum doctor. Then we used to go dancing, all the good-looking fellas from the corner, and myself. Well, I was good-looking once, you know, when I was a baby. But they kept putting the napkin on the wrong end. Anyway, we used to go dancing, and we only went dancing so as we could take girls home. Well, every girl had a different way of saying goodnight. There was one particular girl, and she used to say goodnight right on the front doorstep. On the front doorstep. I'll kill her. Some fella would be making plans all night to take her home. He'd buy her lemonade, mind her cloakroom ticket, put her on the barrel of his bike and take her home. And when she'd get to the front doorstep, he'd put his bicycle to one side, take off his bicycle clips, and she'd look into his eyes and say, "Good night now." And your mum would say, "Ah, you're cuddin'. Hey, come here, it's only 4 o'clock. Come back and talk to me for about an hour. We talk about our future, yours and mine. I might not see you tomorrow." After that, I grew up and I met my first love. Was that a girl? Was that a girl? That's what people kept asking me. She didn't have bags under her eyes. She had them under her nose. Why, she'll never live to be as old as she looked. Why, 4 drunks looked at her one night and they took the pledge. Still, when I think of her, I get sentimental and lonely. I wish she'd come back to me. Sally, Sally, remember your cute little nose, the way it turned up and then down and then sideways? And when you smiled, you had a beautiful set of tooth. Well, she went to the dentist one day and he said, "Your tooth is all right, miss, but your gums must come out." Oh, and her cheeks were like petals, bicycle petals. And the way her hair used to go halfway down her back, too bad it wouldn't grow on her head. And her left eye was so beautiful, her right eye kept looking at it all the time. And Sally, Sally, do you remember? I was knock-kneed and you were bendy-legged. And when we stood together, we spelt the word ox. Anyway, we decided to get married. And the wedding seems like yesterday. If it was tomorrow, I'd call the whole thing off. Because she's the worst cook in the world. For instance, we don't have pot roast. We have roast pot. And when she makes cornflakes, they don't go snack, crackle and pop. Nah, they just lie there and groan. 4 weeks we were married. 4 weeks when I heard the patter of tiny feet around the house. My mother-in-law was a midget.
Spending